So the Mishnah said if somebody shechts on Shabbos on Yom Kippur a behemoth, then the animal itself is kosher. We discussed even though he's a mumen and all that. And Rav came along and made a comment that it's kosher. It's you're allowed to eat it mitzoyi Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself.
Is that
b'chadesh yasa? No. B'chadesh yasa separate altogether. Sometimes we say b'chadesh yasa. For example, if a goy did it for you. We say b'desh yasa.
So we're
scared that next time you'll do a chatchila, we say you have no benefit even the shayasa. Wait till after Shabbat, you get nothing from it. In the case where you know you did it b'shegi, maybe you don't have to wait b'desh yasa because you're not going to scared you're going to do it again. But then Rav came along and said it's still also the day of Shabbos only b'desh Shabbos. Then came his students and said lasa chavraya, and they said that this follows Rabbi Yehuda. We're trying to work out which Rabbi Yehuda it is. So we're talking about that. Probably Rabbi Yehuda from Muktzah. We went through a whole number of cases and turned to be Rabbi Yehuda himself. Doesn't really necessarily agree. This is called Muktzah. So it says Gemara the following. Elam Rav Ashi, that says Vavim. Now three lines on top. This is important halachas. Rav Ashi says, Rabbi Yehuda the Mevashli. You know which Rabbi Yehuda it is? Rabbi Yehuda of cooking. The Tnan we learned in a Mishnah. HaMevashel b'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'Shayi. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'Shayi. Now on Shabbos, they cook b'Shayi. Why should there be any problem with the food for anybody? So some say Taka, there's no problem. Some say there's a problem because the fact is an aveda was done. Even though it was done by Shegi, all it does is that you don't get punished. But an aveda was done. But I got to bring karma chattis. So therefore you cannot have any benefit from my aveda, even though it's a Shegi. And then another possibility is, we'll see the third opinion, is because we can't send Shegi got to mazid. If we're going to allow you to eat a b'shegig, next time you do a mazid, and we'll say you did a b'shegig. So maybe the owner who did it, we're going to be even more penalize him and say everybody else cannot eat on Shabbos, but the owner, lo lamis, because we can't. So let's see the three opinions. And the way we lynch is the way Rashi and Tosafot lynch. How about Basel b'Shabbos b'shegig yoichol? He's allowed to eat it because why? I don't hold of counsel, and I hold that this is not called ma'is aveda. When is an aveda? Only if it's in yichai misa, not if it's a shay or deliberate, not if it's b'shegig. And these are the words of Rameh. B'mezid, nobody can eat it. Nobody can eat it. What do you call it? And when? You're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and here you have to wait Kadesh Yasu, because it's Maisa Veda. We don't want you to have any Hanor from Maisa Veda, therefore you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos Kadesh Yasu, and nobody can eat from it that day. We don't want you to have any Hanor from the Veda. Simple. So Meir holds no chiluk you or any you the one who did it or everybody else, and he's shaygig everything is mutter. Meir says everything is also on Shabbos mutter mutzayi Shabbos. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says b'shaygig. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A ma'is aveda still happened even b'shaygig. It's interesting how they view shaygig. Rabbi Yehuda holds a ma'is aveda happened b'shaygig, so nobody can benefit on Shabbos from what you cook, even though it was b'shaygig. The fact is, aveda did. You're not chay misa for anything else, but aveda was done. No, you know Shabbos, but mutzayi Shabbos you can eat it. You can eat it. Okay. But when it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, everybody else can eat Mitzvah Shabbos because you're not having enough of Ma'aseh Aveda. I have to wait again, B'desh Yasa. We don't have enough of Ma'aseh Aveda. But the guy himself, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yechol Olam, he's talking about the guy who actually did it. We cancel him. But now it's Muktzah. That was all Muktzah. Yeah, this is not, yeah. Come along, Yechon HaSandlin, he says, B'shegig, he's like this. Everybody else can be shaggy Mitzvah Shabbos because we don't want you to have enough from a Ma'aseh Aveda, but you have to wait for Yasu. Otherwise, you're having enough from Ma'aseh Aveda. But for him, we're going to cancel shaggy. Go to Mezid. And since Mezid also, because he's a Mitzvah, so b'shegi, he cancels as well. For him, it's us forever. But Mezid, why not? Not as Knas, because why would a Chedim get Knas? Because he believes that Shabbos is holy and everything that you and Shabbos says Shabbos Kedesh, and because of Shabbos is Kedesh, if in Pesukim we had in Ksubas already, so the Shmartim is a Shabbos Kedesh, and because it says Kedesh, therefore it's also for everybody. Right? So therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that says it's Asr on Shabbos is talking about B'shegig. B'shegig is Asr on Shabbos, Tumat Tzoy Shabbos. Why did it say Rabbi Yehuda and Shegig? Why can't it say Zameh? And what does Zameh say by Mezid? That everybody can even Tzoy Shabbos. Say, I'm talking about Mezid. In fact, it sounds like a Mishnah on Mezid because it says the Mishnah, Afa Bishan Nizim is Afa Bishan Chai Benafshe, which means by Mezid. Loi Sagdata, and it can't be the Tony, do me Yom Kippur. It says it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. Ma Yom Kippur, by Yom Kippur, Loi Shno Shegig, even Shegig, you're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur. So when we say Shabbos, it has to mean even Shegig cannot eat Yom Kippur. Loi Ochil, Av Hochanami, Loi Shno Shegig, so amazing, Loi Ochil cannot eat. You cannot eat on Shabbos as well, so it can't be the maid. A maid holds B'shegi, everybody's allowed to eat. But you want to mean Martin Mukula B'shegi, Rabbi Yudah, how can Lazar Shadow Yudah? The Mishnah of Hohav, Av Pisham, is Chayb and Nafshik Tony. It says in the Mishnah that even though the guy who did it is Chayb Nafshik, you're allowed to eat the food. Sounds like he talked about, we did it with Mazid, talking about a Hachikom. This is what the Mishnah is saying. That he, not that he's going to get killed, even though he did an Aveda, that had he done that Aveda with Mazid, he would have gotten killed. So it's, even Shegi gets such a severe Aveda, but that's making the food is Mutter. Hachikom, Av, Av, Mazid, with Chayb and Nafshik, you Hachad, B'shegi, why can't be a chassan to hold you? Never, no one's allowed to eat on Shabbos.
Never, not
so. Yeah, but shaygig on Shabbos, everyone can eat. Sorry, achedim can eat Motzei Shabbos. At least that. Rabbi Yechassan, the Kamafli, no, Rabbi Yechassan makes a difference between Motzei Shabbos, Achedim, and Leloi. Like what you said. Loi, it's also Lelomis. Achedim is Mutu Motzei Shabbos, and our mission doesn't make any distinctions. Everyone has the same din. Tony, you know, Shkitosik Shedik. Tony, our Mishnah says that Shit is kosher, and we're telling me to talk about Matzah Shabbos, Loishna Loiv, Loishna Lachedin. Zodi Gemara, Tony, Tana, Kameh de Rav. There was a Tana, a student learning before Rav, and he said the following. Hamevashel b'Shabbos. Our Mishnah talked about shoychet shechting, and here you're talking about cooking. If somebody cooks, and this is a whole din simin shachnar simin shin yurches, and the shachnar clearly says that these dinim don't only apply to cooking, but any malachi din in Shabbos that you shouldn't have done. Hamevashel b'Shabbos b'shagig. If it's by mistake, yoichol, you can eat it. And I'm not sure what he means. Eat it straight away or eat Motzei Shabbos. But mezid leyoich mezid cannot eat. Not sure what he means Motzei Shabbos or he means forever. Umashtigle Rav, Rav silenced him.
So this is like a stop,
it's a vague, yeah, a brice is very vague.
I mean, the words are exactly the same, but just don't say it.
Yeah, exactly. Or Rabbi Yehuda, it could be Rabbi Yehuda as well, if you're talking about Bemezid. He's not talking about Loyal Achelim. Come along, Umashtigle Rav, Rav Sasha. I don't hear to say it again. My time of Mashtigle, why in the world did the Rav silence him? Is it because this opinion sounds like I made exactly that the Shabbos is Mutim, or Shabbos is also by Mezid, and this is a Meir, and Rav Paschal like Rav Yehuda, and you told him Shah, the Tana Tony Kirab Meir, Mishum the Svil, and this Tana Lutheran Meir, Mishum the Svil, he's so close minded, Mishum the Svil, because he feels the halacha like Rav Yehuda, man the Tony Kirab Meir, if somebody quotes a Brice according to the Meir, mastically. Is that called intellectual honesty?
Wouldn't he have said polygolite or something like that?
If anything, exactly. And Rav Tanu Pollux, I bet you just bow. So, v'oi, nochmer, umisov, look at Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, this is a very interesting Gemara here. Does he pass him like Rabbi Yehuda? He goes like this. V'omar Rav Chana bar Ami, kimoyre luhu Rav letal midei, when Rav learned with his innermost sanctum, you know, an innermost student who know how to learn, tamid chamim, moyre luhu kera meyer. He said, chevre, if it's b'shege, gilad yin Shabbos. He's very meikl. Aber v'chidarish b'pirke, when he was in shul from the bima, talking to the whole crowd, darish kera b'yehuda. He was mach, m'shem ha-moritz. People always have... Exactly. You don't tell anybody. Yeah, so I'm just interesting. Again, you see the concept where today everybody say the Rav is a hypocrite and a zevaiter. The Gemara is saying clearly, Rav, this is what he did. Personally,
how can understand this halacha and deal with exactly. It properly? And how many
exactly? But in public, you machmir. Today, and then you have we'll see the Gemara later about treifus. So sometimes we say faket. That in public he was mekel, but personally he was machmir. But people have a problem either way. You're not being consistent. They think that you have to behave in public the way you are in private. But here you see, Klor Rav, this is what Rav did.
So it's part of the friendship between the Shogig and the Mezid. So people aren't going to be honest. They'll say, oh, it was Shogig.
That's exactly. He thinks it'll cheapen the whole Shabbos. If you start telling them, Shogig, so Mutter, to get away with it, so first of all, cheapens the whole Shabbos in their eyes, and then start doing even worse things. So maybe what happened here was that this student got up and said in public, and that's why I've silenced him, because in public it should be like, I'm Yudah. V'chitema tana bepirke tana kamei oto kuli. This is what happened. The Rav used to give a shir very quietly, and he had an amoyde. That was like this loudspeaker. And this amoyde would repeat the whole thing loud. And then a guy sitting there near Rav repeated this Mishnah. If they couldn't really hear Rav, surely they couldn't hear this Talmud. So don't tell me that Rav was worried about the yeshiva listening, because Amoide is darshaning and this guy is whispering into Rav's ear. Who do you think people will be listening to? Of course it's Amoide. So what was Rav worried about? They listen to this Amoide. Interesting, they call this Talmud who is saying over Rabbi Isa the Tana.
It's an Amira. It's an Ibezoger.
Tana is an Ibezoger. Tana means repeat. Why is Tana called Tana?
I thought it was to learn.
No. Tanaim are called Tanaim.
Is
he's repeating. Why are Tana called Tanaim? Because the Tanaim are repeaters. They're repeating the Vishnu, the Televites. Amoide are saying new things. They're coming up with svaris and everything else.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll tell you what happened. You know why Rav silenced him? Because Rav, Tana, Kameh, the Rav, HaSheikh, B'Shabbat. We misquoted it. This guy, this Machlek is about Yehuda Ramein, everybody else was about Mevashel B'Shabbat. But this guy, when repeated B'Rais, he made a mistake. He said Sheikh, because he didn't realize it. He thought that Amishtha B'Sheikh, same thing, Sheikh, Mevashel, all the same. He said, "Hashoyich b'Shabbes b'Shoygig yoichol b'Shoygig in Yemezel yoichol." Amalei, he said to him, "My dad, do you think that this is a mayor?" Rav said, "You're wrong. You think that this is the machlekes a mayor? You don't. You're telling the brayso a mayor? No, the mayor. We're talking about a mevashel. They weren't talking about shoychet. Now, why should there be a difference? Ad kan lekashar a mayor a mevashel. You know why a mayor is mevashel? Because there's two issues here. One is the issue of cooking on Shabbos. It's mukzah. If before Shabbos, if it's not shaykh to be eaten, then it's mukzah. So when it comes to cooking, what was before Shabbos was raw. You can eat raw if you like raw meat. And you hadn't tasted this yesterday. We talked about you have to salt. Maybe we didn't speak about it. You have to how can you eat raw meat when you're not allowed salt on Shabbos? So one answer says he salted it. But the other answer tastes is you don't have to salt it, because you know when you have to salt? When the blood goes out of the meat. But if the blood stays inside the meat, you're allowed to eat it. And that says a further thing for those people who
want.
Dam shenivul ben evarim that didn't move out of the evarim, you're allowed to eat. Then it goes furthermore that you don't have to follow. He said you don't have to follow what it called umfanger's way of doing liver. You can do it in Solomon's way. And Taisa says clearly. Taisa says that if you roast lamasha and you didn't salt, you don't salt, and and it's red, the blood is moving around, it's all right. Nothing wrong, says Taisa, of blood. Not only if blood didn't escape, even the blood is moving around. If the blood is within anything, as long as it doesn't leave, you're allowed to eat it. 100%.
Yesterday in Rambam, we had yesterday's Rambam.
Okay, they have it.
But
and he says, because the grilling seals it, and then the blood that's in there is just moving around, and he's allowed to have it red. And it doesn't matter if you see the blood. It's kosher. Yeah, that's exactly what the word is. So some people will just continue grilling all the way through. There's no blood inside or out, and it gets like a piece of charcoal. And others leave the blood inside. Okay. Anyway, the word is raw locus. You can chew it raw. So melech never muktzah. Avo sheichet. This animal was alive before Shabbos. That means the animal was muktzah. So even though you shechted b'sheiging, and as far as Easter Shabbos is not a problem, but we got a problem because of muktzah. So don't use my meyer for sheichet. I will have a mishnah in a minute. Avo sheichet ain't raw locus life. Right? Our mishnah was sheichet. Right? And you said, "V'omer Rav Huna Dora Chibar Shmei Rav Asura Ba'Chilul Liyoyim for that day." V'Nazmin Chavrai Lameim Rabbi Yehudi, and you wanted to say it's Rabbi Yehudi, which means according to the mayor, what would he have made hold in our Mishnah? That you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. No, it's Muktzah. How the mayor Shadi? What's going on here? What's the Gemara? Ki Shadi the mayor in our Mishnah is Matzir. Kigoyin Shahoya. This is what you're talking about, Moshe. Kigoyin Shahoya Lachaylem Boyyim. You had a sick person who was dying in the house on Friday afternoon. So the meat was a mukta because the pikuach nefesh doich Shabbos, so there was never a Shabbos for this animal. Therefore, you were allowed to, there was no mukta. Take away the mukta. If there's no mukti whatsoever, there's a sick person in the house who's dying. But my time, Rabbi Lazar. So when you shechted on Shabbos, pekuach never doiches. So why would we don't hold bechal that it's aser? Even b'mezid. And in fact, the clear question is a mayor. Why would a mayor hold b'mezid as a problem? B'mezid, it's mutter. Oh, look at what it says, and I don't know if this ever happened. Kigoy shahoy lochoyle, the guy was dying 5 minutes before Shkia. Behivri, and he came well in the morning. That's Shabbos chicken soup. That's how it wonders.
Shabbos healed him.
So as far as mukta is concerned, all we care about is Meinash Moshe. There's no mukta because he was a sick man. He was dying. Now, when it comes Shabbos morning, he's no longer sick, so we no longer have an excuse to shech for him. So what do we have left now? Than we had before regarding Shabbos. Like if a person shechts for a health for a sick person on Shabbos, no, the guy became sick on Shabbos. So Friday night he wasn't sick. If he wasn't sick Friday night, we got a problem of mukta. So if you shecht for a sick person on Shabbos, also levori, it is forbidden for a body. You know why? Even the chayde, we can soon see that if you shecht on Shabbos, a body can enjoy it because you're not going to shecht extra for him. But there's mukta. Abraham avashul the chayle b'Shabbos, since it was raw for a body, because you can eat raw. If you cook for a sick person on Shabbos, muta the body. Soon see we're going to argue in that part. You're allowed to have it. You're allowed to have it for body. Why you allowed it for body? Because it was raw to eat last night when it was raw. My timer. So there's no mukta, even though the guy became sick only this morning. There's no mukta. My timer. High raw lochus, high any raw lochus. If the animal was regular shocht and it was just raw meat, people eat raw meat.
Lochus means to chew. Chew. No?
Whenever you chew something which is not the normal way of eating, it's called lochus. A kos palpul, you know. If you eat something that's not normal, it's kos.
I use the word lilos,
lilos is chewing normal food. This is lochus. Rashi says is always. Actually, I think Rashi is right here at the bottom of the page. Rashi says, "Hey, so you look at the rule, 3 lines at the bottom. You see, Abba Sheikhet says Rashi, B'Sheigig Nihi Di Issa Shabbos Lekka Mishamukta Mukta Miyu Yisura Sorry, Mishamukta Miyu Yisura Dabena Shabbos Lahavi Chazil Lochus." Says Rashi, "Kol Achilu Shaloi Kedarka Koru Kaisis." Kmei HaKaisis Achiti, you chew wheat. HaKaisis Aydas, you chew raw rice. Kos Palpuli B'Yemen Kippurah. Anytime you eat something which is not the natural way, it's called kos. So do you want to write? Papa said, "Papa, pa'amim." Sometimes, on occasion, shasheich and mutter. Sometimes, if you shech, it's mutter for a body when kigoyin shoyil lechayil b'yoyim. That was if he was sick Friday afternoon, so the animal wasn't mukta. Even though you didn't shech it Friday afternoon, the animal wasn't mukta because you could shech it anytime you want. The vashel osir, however, cooking is osir. Going, for example, in other words, if you cook it today, it's also even though we just said the cooking is mutter because the meat you can chew when it's raw. Nevertheless, sometimes it's also that was not raw to chew last night. For example, you're going to cut as late the last on Shabbos morning. They cut their agurd; it was attached to the ground. Now, while it was attached to the ground, there's no way you can eat it out of Shabbos. Because it's attached, and therefore it's mukta. So even though it's not a problem of cooking, it's a problem of mukta. You got sick on Shabbos. He got sick Friday afternoon, so there's no problem with mukta. A body can eat from the meat on Shabbos because there's no mukta, and you're not worried they'll do anything extra for me because no matter how big the behemoth is, well, there's only one maaseh shechita. But with raw meat, my time. But keeping the extra kazayis, no matter, even though the chayle only needs one kazayis of the whole animal, you still got to shech the animal to get that kazayis. Or the kikashoch adayit the chayle kashoch. He doesn't have your mind. Or I'm a vashel the chayle b'Shabbos. Somebody cooks on Shabbos, even though we said before there's no mukta. Also the body. I disagree with the Gemara before, and I argue and I say a body cannot eat from the food. Why? The chayle is no problem mukta, and you're allowed to cook it for the chayle because gzeid shem yarbe b'shvilai. You might add extra. For the person.
So what would Rabbi Yehuda say if you had someone who was a bori and they became sick on Shabbos?
So it's mukta.
So the animal was mukta. It was also by Knesset Shabbos.
That's right. So everyone holds you not allowed to. Big machlek is a shayinim. And let's say if you
animal.
Shabbos, it's one of 39 malachas.
But if you got sick,
you are allowed to. But no one else can. For them, it's mukta. For him, if you suspend the isurim, the taita, or suspend the rabbanon. There's a big machlek is a shayinim. Let's say I'm cooking for a chayla. I'm allowed to cook. and I'm marbe for somebody else. What is it that I do? Yeah, that makes no difference. But I'm a skig. If you can eat some of the leftovers, I'll chatchila make exactly a bigger pot. He only needs a little bit. Once I'm cooking, I'll cook some more. What avail am I doing? Am I doing an issa that I say here of cooking? I think that I don't need to, or just only issa that I'm burning, because my Torah, since you're allowed to cook, whatever I put in the pot, you're allowed to cook. We don't sit and measure. The malach of turning the fire on and all that is mutter. How does it work? That could be that's a chilek of tchuy and hutter. They don't spell it out, but maybe taka.
So what's the difference between...
That's mitzvah.
Yes, so Shem Yad B'Shvila, you have not providing the goy on Yom Teh.
That's exactly.
It's also mitzvah.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. Somebody on Shabbos cooking, which is also matzah. If I'm married for somebody else, maybe if it's hutra, there's no Easter cooking at all. Maybe then it's only the rabbanon also. But if it's dechuyah, which means it's even now, you're doing an Easter of cooking, but the Teh says go nefesh overrides it. What happens if you do it with somebody else? Yeah, maybe that's the important. Yeah.
I'm just saying that the etzim cooking of the food is done in the way of heter.
Yeah, but
it's
you only
who eats it?
No, but you're only allowed to cook for this chayla. You're not allowed to cook extra.
You
have to minimize.
I know, but cheat. You can, you know, yeah, once right. You cook one, you can cook for more.
You put it more in the pot.
But more in the pot. But you can't try to have the fridge system.
You ever tried to make a single portion of chon? Yeah. So make it. You can't do it.
Yeah, but there's a big difference if you're having chon for one person or 10 people.
Yeah,
it's
also, yeah.
Mishnah.
Chol
from the night before,
so it's not
going to cook.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it's cooking
directly.
This is Friday the night.
You
have to make it.
Like a lady mission in Hashaych, it'd be somebody shech b'magul yad with a sickle, sorry, with a rock, a sharp rock, a sharp reach, chitosa, ksheda. A magul yad has teeth on both sides of the sickle.
A serrated
one, on both sides. One side is smooth and one side is serrated. Or a very sharp stone would kind of reach. It's kosher. Hakol sheich, and everyone's allowed to sheich. We'll see more later in the next few days how that fits in with the first mission we learned. Ula oilam sheich, you can sheich whenever they want. Uvachol sheich, you can use an implement as long as it's sharp and it does the cutting. Chutz, you're not allowed to use a magel kotzer. You're not allowed to use a short sickle that used to cut the grains. Because it's the teeth are not straight. The teeth are on a slant, on like a 45-degree angle. So it pulls. Right, you need pictures. It pulls rather than, what is it called?
Rashi says it's a pletzela.
Oh, a pletzela, okay. Chutz magel kotzer or megida. But let's say... another knife is that both sides have teeth. Now we need the smooth side to cut. Or Megidda and some other instrument, which is very similar. Or let's say the teeth from the jaw, using the teeth of the jaws of the bottom jaw of an animal, which are sharp, but they don't. All of these things, they don't cut; they pull. Vatzipoidin or nails, like by Malika, by a kohen, and you have sharp nails to use that. Mipnei shem chonkim, because they don't cut; they tear. And that's no good. Says the Gemara. And the problem with nails are not because they're pulled, but the problem with nails are is that it's attached and we need something tallish. Hashaykh, it says in the Mishnah, Hashaykh, if you shecht it with a sickle or with a stone and it sounds like it's all b'di'evid, okay, I understand why the Rabbanan didn't like a sickle. Because even though one side is smooth, the other side isn't, and we're scared you might use the wrong side. Tilmos el mevet bidig is the wrong side. Elotzer a stone the kana and a reed lechatchil loy lechatchil should use it. But a minimal massive question we learned a few days ago. The chol shoychin you shecht anything in the beginning of the shecht the bein betzur bein betzchuchis whether it's a rock whether it's glass bein betkremishal kana whether it's a reed you can use anything you want lechatchil. What do you tell me? It's only b'di'evid. Says the Gemara loykashe kan betolush kan b'mechuber. That if it's tolush, you have to use it. If it's mechuber, only b'di'evid you can use it. So our Mishnah here, when it says hashoich b'di'evid, it's talking about mechuber. When that braisa before said that chatchila can use all of these things, it's talking about it's a tolush. Sorry?
So shouldn't
Sipparin
be a part of that?
We'll come into that, yeah. That's why you can't use it. Because if you shech this on mechuber l'karka, the Rebbe holds possible. And we'll soon see it. Even b'di'evid, it's possible. Someone said, "Can't look at how he's going to be the author of our Mishnah." And Abchi is machshir. So we're going to say that maybe Abchi is the author of our Mishnah, and he holds that b'di'evid is kosher, not the chatchila. Then we have a problem: who's the author of the Braisa? Says even the chatchila you're allowed to. So Ad can come. But he was a Tana. Reb Chiya was definitely a Tana. Yeah, but okay. Ad kan look a machshir Reb Chiya ela b'dievet. So Reb Chiya is only machshir b'dievet. Alachat chilul lois. Our Mishnah is Reb Chiya. That holds b'dievet. If he shechted the makel, yeah, it's all right. But the Kana and all that, it's all right. And Rebbe holds even b'dievet is no good. So the Gemara. This that we learned in a braisa that says, "Bakol sheikh, you let a sheikh whatever with chatchila, bein betolush, bein bemechuba, bein shasakin lemaila. Whether the knife is above the animal, but you know you turn the animal over, but tzavar behema lemata, and the neck is below, or bein shasakin lemata, tzavar behema lemaila lechatchila. Now who's that? Who's all that? Rebbe holds even b'dievet is no good. Rebbe holds that only b'dievet is good. So who holds this braisa lechatchila? Mani loy Rebbe loy Rebchia. Ir Rebchia the evet in lechatchila. But the evidence can, and he Rabbi the evidence amiloy. So you're loy lam Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya chatchil no. Rabbi Chiya hold the chatchil. You're allowed to use these things. So how come in our Mishnah here it talks about the evidence? It should be a bigger chiddush. The chatchil you're allowed to shech with a magal yad and so and all that. The hide the kamifu the evidence. The achad koich the Rabbi. The Rabbi goes so far that even the evidence is possible. Well, I must listen. Our Mishnah Tani has shaykh the evidence. Chatchil man he said chayda. Okay, that explains the brayse, the machleik Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi in the brayse. Why he talks of case of the evidence? Because we want to teach you the chiddush that Rabbi holds him the evidence is no good. But our Mishnah the evidence is good. You tell me the author of Mishnah Chiya. There's no argument. Chayda Mishnah should say the chatchil. Well, I must listen. Tani has shaykh the evidence. Chatchil man he chayda. Who's author? Lay Rabbi holds the evidence is no good. But Rabbi Chiya holds chatchil is good. He Rabbi Chiya feels chatchil and he Rabbi the evidence not milay. The Gemara lay Rabbi Chiya change your mind. The author of Mishnah Reb Chiya and Reb Chiya holds in Chatchila. You're allowed to use these things. Umasnisin diktoni hashoichet Rebbe. Our Mishnah says, but the evidence, all right, is Rebbe. What's going on here? A minute ago, you learned that it says the face of the other Brai said Rebbe holds, but the evidence shechted. It's no good. It's possible. And our Mishnah is kosher. Rebbe kasher Rebbe Rebbe like kasher. There's two kinds of mechubers. Can mechuba be korei? If it's a mechuba, me korei, it's possible even with the evid. Can be tolush, so if chibri, then it's only awesome with the rabbanu, because it looks like mechuba. So the rabbanu said, no good. If you attached it, it's no good, but with the evid, it's all right. Umenot temra, how do you know the shonilon? There's a difference between mechuba me korei, that mechuba me korei, with the mechuba, it's no good. Or the tolush, or the chibri, was tolush, never get mechuba, that you're saying that with the evid, it's all right. The time we learned, how sheikhid, if somebody sheikhs, the Mukhni with his wheel, machine, Shchitosik Sheda. The Shchita is kosher. Like you have a knife attached to this wheel, it goes round and round. And the Shchita is kosher. Now, it's attached to the wheel, but it's a Tolush or Besaif Mechobber. This is not Chatchila. You turn the wheel, like and a
combine harvester, it's like
yeah,
a big blade.
Automated. It's automated when you have these things.
So this wheel, this sharp wheel, turns around and
no, the wheel's not sharp. The wheel has
it's
a knife.
A blade on it. So there's a blade.
Yeah, and a shech animal. Perfect position. You lie down or down. You have this conveyor belt. One, two, three, chuck, chuck.
Yeah, but if it's round, you've got something straight. But it's round.
Yeah, but it might be a very big circle. So and the animal's neck is this one. Remember, so it's not a big problem. So that's a case of tolush b'sayv chibur, and shchitasek sheira. It says the shchit is kosher. Then it says, "Mechuba lekarka." If it's mechuba lekarka, you know, you attach it to the ground, and I guess then you move the animal on top of it. Shchitasek sheira. No, al tzakim bekaisel. You wedged the knife into a wall, and v'shachad bo, and then somehow or another you lifted the animal up and down. You shechted with it. Shchitasek sheira, or you move the whole wall. Shchitasek sheira. Hayyut. So it was a rak yaitim in a kaisel.
He was also in yesterday's Rambam. He paskins lapoil that when you're not sucking the kosel, he says when is it kosher? It's only when the head of the animal is under the knife. But if the head of the animal is in tough, it could be
the weight of the animal. Yeah,
drusa, you press down on it.
That's right. How is the yeshmin kosel a rak? I kana oilim me'elav for reed wood on its own. The big machleg is shining when it says kana oilim me'elav is. Does that mean that you didn't plant it? Then that's considered mechub mikore. But if you planted it, it's like a tolush from Sof Chibru. And Tzai says no. Lav lemiyot nito adam, because you could think that every plant is like a tolush. It was a seed you put it in the ground and Sof Chibru. But Tzai says no. That's definitely mechub mekarka. Oh, a weed, a weed. So so that's
unintentional that it grew.
Yeah. Is v'shachah by shchitasip sulas pasul.
While it's mechuber, he means?
Sorry?
He means while it's mechuber?
What's mechuber? Kashna dodi. He starts off saying that if you use mechuber lekarka, like the case of the knife and the wheel, but the evidence is all right. And then you finish off, it's possible. Elashmam, you have to say the difference in the beginning of the Braise and the Braise is shiny be mechuber mekore. Mechuber mekore is possible with the evidence. The tolerance of mechuber that is only possible with chatchilosh. Mam, that's a good raya.
Stop it. Reattach the